throw it hard or something.
What if it's just the opposite of that? It's been very strong, but it's gradually getting more dry.
Well, the wind is calming down. We shall have more pleasant weather.
Right.
Calming down.
What's your favorite time of the year, as far as weather goes?
Favorite time of well? Yeah. Well, I suggest in the autumn and in the spring. That's my two favorite places in the weather, in the seasons. But I tell them, the way I come up with this, if it's a real hot day and it's somebody just really saying something about it, I say, well, good old summer and good old winter. Well, why I say that, I like them both, see.
Yes.
I'm in favor of both of them. And according to the Bible, the season, it will be, there'll be seasons as long as the world is here. As long as the time runs, there'll be seasons. They won't be out of season. In other words, in season and out of season, the Bible says instant in season and instant innocent out of season and in season. The instant in season and out of season.
Have you ever heard people use the expression, it's kind of airish, or it's a little bit snappy or chilly this morning?
Yeah, I've heard him say that. It's a little cool this morning. It's almost cool enough to light the heater off. Almost cool enough to put me on a jacket this morning. It's real airish out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's kind of invigorating.
Yeah.
Right. What about, have you ever gone out early in the morning and you have this light coating of white on the ground, not snow, but just
that'd be frost. Coming up frost. Well, you have on a pretty good heavy coat in them days.
Right.
And when you walk outside and your breath smokes, you can look for frost most every time. There'll be frost on the ground somewhere.
Are some frosts worse than others?
Oh yeah. Some heavy frost and some light frosts. And there's some places around here you can discover it. It won't be none nowhere else. And that's on a low place with trash, on a trash pile. You'll discover frost there mostly, quicker than anywhere else.
Yes.
On a trash pile. Yeah.
Ever heard people talk about having a killing frost or jack frost?
Yeah. Yeah, they call it jack frost in big ones. We really had a killing frost. Maybe that'll do the insects good.
Right. Right. Or if it gets real cold, somebody might say, well, it got so cold last night that the lake.
Yeah, the lake froze over. We have ice out there. The ice is almost thick enough to walk on. And our house saw it that way.
All around here?
Oh, yeah.
Got that cold?
Yeah, in this country. Mud holes froze over. Walk on. Across. Yeah, I saw that. Of course, more of the time, how that comes about, I think, with in freezing the mud holes, the water is all the time soaking in the ground where there's mud holes, you know.
Yes.
And that water soaks down, and that ice still freezes as it soaks down. And it'll make a thick cake of ice the time it's all out of it.
Yes.
You can walk on.
If it's real cold, somebody might say, well, if it gets much colder, the pond might.
Might freeze over, yeah. Pond might freeze over.
We were talking yesterday about, you were telling me about wagons, single trees and double trees.
Yeah.
What do you call that outside edge of the wagon wheel, you know? You call that the...
The hub you're talking about, the hub?
Well, that's right in the middle, isn't it?
Middle, yeah.
But run the outside edge of the wheel, that would be the